definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Today, Jane Andrews shares how watching nature attempt something futile makes us feel not so alone. This is A Walk in the Park.
It's not easy to have an answer to someone else's problem. It's never welcome to tell someone to stop doing that thing that they are doing, and then everything would be all right. Often we try over and over again to get a message through to someone, only to be met with deaf ears and often hostile responses. Even if it's for their own good, repeated attempts miss their mark. In nature, birds do not make a practice of wasting energy. They are very busy finding enough food to keep them healthy and warm. Perhaps that is why it seems ironic that a female cardinal would be obsessed with pecking at a rival female cardinal she sees reflected in the side mirror of a car. Although birds will tolerate other species, they do not want competition during nesting time. Cardinals and robins are notorious for attacking their reflection in mirrors and windows to the point of damage and self-injury, as well as considerable human distraction. We can try to cover side mirrors with grocery bags and windows with plastic sheeting, but somehow they manage to find other reflections to attack. Talking to our human counterparts can be equally useless and frustrating to the point of heartbreak. We wish we could get a message through. And just like that cardinal, we wake up each day having pondered it all night, and we try pecking at that mirror again. Unlike the cardinal, it is not that our problem is an illusion, because it's not. It's real, and we have tried and true means in which to fix said problem. However, what is an illusion is believing that we can translate the solution to someone else. If trying again and again is the definition of insanity, frustration is the total lack of impression our undying efforts make. Recovery programs are in place to help us do what seems unthinkable, to let go and let God. Eventually, the female cardinal runs out of time and must tend to nesting, or the species would cease to exist. For humans, we need to accept the things we cannot change, surrender our burdens into the hands of the God of our understanding, and put our attention to taking better care of ourselves.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews. A Walk in the Park is broadcast this time each week, right here on the classical station, 95.9 FM, WCRI, and streaming live on classical959.com.